On the middle. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's all of August. Sad way to start the meeting out, but the good news is we got a little drizzle outside. We need a lot more rain, obviously. So, okay, we'll get started. It was a pretty straightforward meeting tonight. It's our workshop meeting. And we'll start out with the resolutions that we have before us. The first one I got is Resolution 78 of 2022. And it's authorized the supervisor to sign a renewal agreement with the Greene County Department of Union Services, which includes the Meals on Wheels program. Whereas the contract between the town of Catskill and the Greene County Department of Human Services for use of the Robert Antonelli Senior Center will expire on December 31, 2020, and whereas the renewal contract has not been changed from the previous year, so there, before the town, the Catskill Town Board authorizes the supervisor to sign a renewal contract with Greene County Department of Human Services for the use of the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center for the Meals on Wheels program, with the rental amount being $1,200 per month.
So motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next one up for consideration is the accept the proposal for the DU benefiers at the town hall.
So I just have a quick question. Do we get any more quotes, or is this the only one?
It's just that.
That just seems expensive for DU benefiers.
Who do you want me to contact?
No, I'm just saying, it's $5,000 for dehumidifiers.
Are they built-in ones, or are they...
I don't know, sorry.
They're the standalone units. They're just going to replace the two that we have downstairs.
Right, but they're commercial units. They're not stuff that you buy at Walmart.
No, commercial, right,
they're
yeah.
Also, condensate pumps means they're going to pump the water somewhere.
I mean, I did talk to Dale from Uber briefly about it. He thought they were, but everybody may or may not say that, but he said there's not a lot of money in those particular products. My only concern, and I agree on that.
When you think of dehumidifier.
And we could, not that we wanted to use that, but being it's an expense, we could use that on our, but it's an improvement on our property, but that's not a reason to spend. But I think the only thing that I have, we can definitely table it if you want. It's just something we got to act on fairly reasonably because the records downstairs and all that. I am concerned because we've been the dampness and what if our pertinent records are get destroyed down there. So I thought on it just because of it's the records building and our storage down there is why I thought it was okay to do it on an emergency basis. But if the board wants further discussion or additional quotes, we can do that.
I think we'll just get them. We can't. And the judges have been complaining about it too. So.
Right. With the judges, with the records down there. If it wasn't for that storage of important documents, I would definitely push back on that as well. So if we want to do that, we need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn. Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Liz, will you notify them?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, just because of these reasons. Okay, things are looking up for us in the highways. Sean has another employee that he'd like to bring on board at our highway. He's got a CDL and he's ready to go. And he's already trained and working in that industry. So whereas Highway Superintendent Sean Beers has an opening as a full-time MEO, and whereas Kenneth Buell has applied for the position and on the recommendation of Highway Superintendent, he hires a full-time MEO effective September 6, 2020. So therefore, the Catskill Town Board hereby confirms the hiring of Austin McAvoy.
Kenneth. I apologize. I apologize.
I'm only reading. I said, I thought I read that name before.
No.
I actually met Austin. So we're going to say confirm the hiring of Kenneth Buell as a full-time MEO effective on September 6, 2022, pending pre-employment screening. So I need a motion for a discussion. Motion by Paul.
Second.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. So, now we only are down one position, I was talking with Sean, which is great, bringing on the two recent hires that are trained. We have enough employees that we can have in plow trucks and keep our roads clear through the winter, so that's a good thing. You know, sometimes being patient and things are changing, maybe slightly, but...
No.
That's what it comes down to. Okay, so what do we got next?
The certiorari case.
I did talk to Audrey about it, so I guess she has that finalized. The certiorari case, Catskill Operation LLC, the County of Catskill, are desirous of having a certain assessment issue resolved by the property owner, Catskill Operating LLC, at 161 Jefferson Heights. The settlement proposal resolves pre-tax certiorari litigation, was recommended by Daniel G. Vicelletti, trial counsel of the Town of Catskill, reviewed by the Catskill Town Board, whereas such proposed settlement would prevent parties from the expeditious and economic alternative of future litigation, so it be resolved the issue between the parties, whereas the Town Board has determined that the proposed settlement is in the best interest of the town. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Town Board hereby does accept the proposed settlement of the tax certiorari proceedings filed by Catskill Operating LLC, in which the 2022 and the 2023 assessment value shall be revised as follows, consistent with the provisions of the real property law. So currently, I'm just reading through the parcels. So in 2022, it's going to drop $500,000, and it's going to drop another $500,000 in 2023. So it's, you know, basically losing a million. Just for the record, Catskill Operating, that is Green Meadows for people.
Yeah, how much are they making a year? That's what I would like to know.
Well, I think another aspect, the bigger these numbers are, if you read it, is like we're at that 42% or 40% on
the
on the equalization rate, because the higher that number, you're basically taking 60% off of that number, which makes that go a little lower. But anyway, getting back to this, so resolved that the Catskill Operation LLC shall be entitled to a refund of the excess taxes without statutory interest paid based upon the above revisions, and that the assessment shall be subject to Real Property Law 2727 for the years of 2024, 25, and 26. And is further resolved that the Catskill Town Board hereby, the board does hereby accept the resolution to end the litigation between the Catskill Operating LLC and the Town of Catskill as resolved in the referenced assessments. Any discussion or clarification on any of those items? If not, do you need a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared. I'll make the second, Liz. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion doesn't care. So what that's really saying...
They didn't say no.
You have to go with it, because if you don't, then we're going to go into further litigation. So let's do that. We need a vote. All those in favor, we have ayes. Those against, no.
So this is a whole reason. Another reason why we need third evaluation.
Correct. Because then it brings everybody back up. Where, so it's on a level playing, you know, not level, but then everybody's got a recent assessment.
No, I'll see. It's an individual property.
But the rebound does the... what happens is...
It resets everybody.
It resets everybody, so when all these big box stores and these big companies come at us, well, the town just had a rebound. You're actually accurately assessed. There's no reduction available. But since we're at a 40%...
The other thing is we're reducing $1 million over 2 years. You can't tell me it's going to cost us $1 million in litigation if we go to court cases.
It's not costing $1 million, it's costing $1 million in assessment, not in real dollars. Because you got to do the tax. That's only on property value. So we'd have to we'd have to put that in a calculator to see what it would be.
Yeah.
And from what I've read in the past with these.
So the revised assessment, if you
go to they just want a case against one of these big box stores.
I mean, that's interesting, because the one I read, and it was many years ago, the only town that I can recall reading was Town of Colony against somebody at Colony Center, and they went to bat for it, they won. The big one, which is not pertinent to Catskill, was the Glaxo Smith client out in Durham.
That's the one, yeah.
That they're talking multiple million.
So the revised assessed value for 22 represents around 7.5 million in market value. Is the building worth 7.5 million?
Sure. Absolutely, all day.
Okay. But again, I think maybe at our September regular meeting or our workshop meeting in September, if Lori's available, Patrick was away, and then she can come down. I'd like to have all five board members available, and then I think
the nice thing is hopefully
explain it in detail and give her point of views and perspective, and we can have a question and answers with Lori.
It should avoid any refunds, which is important.
It does or does not.
Well, she says additionally, depending on the timing of the court approval, it may avoid any refunds.
Correct. So we're not giving any back.
Giving any money back.
Right. Exactly.
The good thing about, because of our equalization rate, we have no ammunition.
Right. I don't know if we don't have any ammunition, but it definitely doesn't help us.
Right.
On another note, this just came in. I did forward everybody the email from Rodenhouse, Cal, and Polidori. Doro is looking to get a motion to hire Victoria Polidori just for the zoning board currently. Our town attorney has recused himself in an application involving Reed Maurer. And with that, and so this attorney in this agreement would only be retaining to,
I make a motion that the town supervisors sign the agreement.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion's apparent. Thank you. It took many, many days just to fuck. It's crazy. Who calls you up, who doesn't call you back? Okay. People keep going. All right, so senior center ceiling, I just wanted to, I did put that at every Baxter, which these, the tenants in the apartment building area, they approved their share of the seal coating, which was, maybe 25%. So we got two different bills. So I did notify the contractor. He hasn't called me back yet, but again, that should be done hopefully soon. And we can apply that towards our ARPA from the county, too, if that's going to be an acceptable expenditure. I mean, I'd like to put it towards that $100,000 from the county. Flooring, we're still working on that. Once I get a few of these off the table, I'll work a little more on the flooring at the senior center. Ambulance, we had our first meeting with Elaine Gold to set, we went over the contract item by item with Elaine Gold. Kirsten Mueller, your bookkeeper, was there, and George June, our administrator. But not a lot of changes in there, more language and things that we wanted to have some clarity on. But if any board member wants to be part of that negotiation team, more than welcome to have another person on board. If not, we can handle it as we did in the past years and bring all the information forward before we. It just depends how active everybody and the time is. So that's up and running. It probably won't be in September. So that's when the union act is available. Early September. Talk to Liz, the IDA, we could possibly wait till the next meeting to get approval, but the IDA wants to transfer land, which they just created another deed for our pump station just across on the Carl property, across from Forestville Avenue, so there's not going to be any easements for the town of Catskill. We would now, own that parcel, but I guess he's calling it a free title, so there's no.
Do we have to do a public hearing and all that stuff then, or not?
Well, the IDA is transferring it to us, so I don't think that we need a public hearing, but I can confirm that with Ted.
That would only be if we sold something, right?
Right.
Because we're on the receiving of free title and we're not incurring any debt.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's a good question. I know. Because
so nobody wants to get this done.
He does. He's going to. Right. He wants to get it done. Exactly right. So.
And then what's going to be the other issue with the other? Is there going to be an issue with doing that, or?
Except for the planning zone. We don't make that change.
If we knew about it when we made our other changes last year, we could have made that alteration. But that's one parcel, and that parcel contains two different zones.
No, I know.
But it's saying,
what's the time frame to get that? Because again, he waits to the last minute to.
Right. I just got that information myself today, so I think we're going to have to.
Except I think that property belonged to Greene County.
No, they sold it only for $1.
The IDA owns it.
Yeah, the IDA. And then when he sells that, he has to reimburse them for the back taxes.
Correct.
But the IDA owns it.
Oh, because I thought we had the problem where we tax the IDA on it. And then they said there's no tax on it because it belongs to the county or something. I forgot. I don't remember.
No.
I mean, it may be an issue that has to go in front of the zoning.
Well, yeah, it's a change. It's a zoning change. It's not our purview.
No, but we have a final say on it.
Well, unless we went through our normal processes like we did last year, and then decided that we wanted to, you know, change an area of zoning during our normal process, But again, it's one parcel that's divided, but it's been historically.
Commercial. Right.
But again, I think we'll get
it. Well, it's a throughway, which I don't know how it's all right.
That's what I'm saying. We might as well just do it and get it done.
Think we've got to talk to our town attorney and let him weigh in on what the correct procedure is to get
it. Yeah, the ZBA, zoning board.
I don't know how it's going to work. That's why I don't know that answer. So I think we've got to weigh in with, you know, our town attorney and let him.
Well, I remember him back when saying he needs the zoning board to change the.
Right, and it very well could be a ZBA function. But I don't know that answer's here without getting, you know, consultation with the town attorney. Okay. We've got that pump station. I guess we can hold, that's not that. We
just accept. I mean,
if it's free, but again, we've got to see if we have to. We'll check that with the town attorney. And Liz is working on that already, kind of every day, right? Transfer the parcel at the pump station.
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely want the town attorney involved in the resolution and the deed, because the deed, it's a deed transfer. Sure. It's legal, so, yeah.
And he's all been in that conversation, so it's
right.
Fine. Because he's given us that piece, he's given the county a couple other pieces out front.
That's actually where some of the force mains are and all that stuff already. That's been around, but yeah. Okay. Anything else on that? Next one we got is New York. Just came up yesterday when we were talking with Elaine Gold and George knew about it. And Elaine, but New York State has a healthcare bonus program that's out there for healthcare workers. So they got four different vesting periods. So it's up to the employee to decide which. They can only select two. One's already passed, and the next three are still in the future. So that healthcare employee can select what period they want to apply for. It's based on how many hours they worked in that particular time frame. So New York State, through Governor Hochul, whoever developed it, it's like the Heroes Act type of thing, and if they work so many hours, one threshold, maybe they get $500, and then if they work so much more, they get $1,000, and then the max would be $1,500.
Who's paying that?
State of New York.
Okay.
And that was my question. The town or the employer is involved, so they said, so here's to do the spreadsheets on everybody's hours for the first vesting period. So now George is going to let his employees know where they stand on it, and then it's up to them. They have to fill out their own paperwork. Then they submit it to us, and then we submit it to the state. Either we get paid first, and then we disperse, but if we disperse first, I don't know the answer to that yet, if we disperse the money first, then the state of New York reimburses the town of Catskill for the health care bonus. So it's new, and it's not overly complicated, and if some employees worked in many, many different sites, if they make over sign off to that effect.
But if they work for us and they work for Sawyer, is they going to get paid from both?
I don't think so. No, because they got their social security number, and I would hope they do a cross-reference. I mean, that was a question I had, too, if they work in multiple agencies. Or, so I don't think so. I think it's per person.
They'll pick the one who worked the most hours for and apply through that, I guess.
Right. Or maybe they can do it. I don't know how that's going to work. It is a good question, because in that industry, they're working for multiple employers. Right. But again, they do have their social security number, and that employee signing off that everything in this form is accurate. So it's not really... We need to be accurate with the data that we're giving for the
employees. I guess my...
Good.
If you're working 20 hours a week here and 20 hours a week there and 20 hours, and it all adds up to that hour, who are you submitting to? Are you submitting through A, B, or C?
It might be their choice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if they submit through us, I mean, it's going to be hard for us to verify that. I mean, but I don't know if they're asking us to verify yet. But if we're verifying or not, but if the money gets dispersed, that money will still come. Regardless of that individual goes through three or four different employers, if we disperse $1,500, we'll get the $1,500 back. But I was kind of questions I had in my own mind, too. And I read it for probably 20 minutes or a half hour today. But, you know, as you read it, you know, some becomes clearer and some questions become less clear. And that's one of them that's probably less clear. We took care of the towns. That's enough. We did that. Matt, Carl, Lyle, and myself, we brought a couple of the applicants back in that we had a conversation about the buildings and grounds position, just to see if they're at all interested in this possible dual. So we don't, I really don't have an answer today. Several of the candidates are thinking about it. I think some of them like the idea of that. So I think they will, you know, a few of the rule of, I think they're all under consideration for it. And like I said, it won't be a few. I think we have to make a decision. If we decided that we wanted, I mean, Matt would like us to supply the cost of the program, there'd be a BSI of $739. I mean, we can still think about that a little bit before we make a decision. If we want to, pay that employee's fees. And if they're on our duty, they're probably going to be working through us through the program. You know, it's 4 hours a week or something of that nature for the training. So I don't know, we would look at, I can talk to Ronnie, we would look for a commitment, not pay it until after the commitment was done, you know, let the person pay for the fees up front for that. And then if they stay 2 years or whatever that number is, then we give them the money, or after a year, give them the money, we can come up with some ideas. But I'd like feedback if you like the idea of the dual appointment.
Yeah.
I think it's
okay.
And I did talk to Nicole at the county level. It's something new that the state is actually encouraging, and this county has applied for dual appointments. So we're slightly a little bit ahead, but no. But she's feeling that, you know, it's like in 2 months, the county should have approval for dual appointments. So she felt it was a great idea. And apparently it's because everybody's having difficulty hiring the state.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, mm-hmm. too. So we, you know, I think it's a good deal for us to. So I don't know if any, Matt has now interviewed the candidates under consideration, and so has Mark up there. So I don't know if we need more involvement or just really take their, because they're going to work for both of those individuals.
Well, so the department heads, sir.
Well, and that's how I feel about it. I mean, I think, you know, we've kind of vetted them quite well, so I'd like to leave that final decision up to, you know, the department heads. But if there's any further discussions or concerns on it, we'll hear about it. What's on or pretty good?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay. I think that's all I really have going today, to be honest. Unless anybody's got any additional things they want to bring forward or concerns we should be looking at, or are we just fine? I'm not quite finalized with the project on the back of the building, and I think, you know, we're real close to just getting that underway too. Oh, now another one we wanted to talk about with Mr. Horthon, William Horthon, came in at the last meeting about color. You know, what color paint do we want to dress it up a little bit out front, or do we want to whitewash it again? Same thing with the back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bright.
Right. So We had Albright do the colors here, so do you think it's worth a phone call and see if you get somebody that really wants to...
What colors? On the front of the building?
Well, like the trim, if you got
just
white...
Just match the building next door. I like the...
And revert the colors, or the same identical thing?
So you're talking about black and white, the squares in the center.
Do black and white.
Do white, and then that one different color, or do those white in the background. It just makes it pop a little bit.
It's going to make it really... It's going to make it...
I just say we don't do anything too bright.
Right.
Oranges, purples.
I'd say black and white is a very
gray and white, or tan white.
Yeah,
or,
it's got to go with the historic value. I mean, something that's in the historic.
Ideally, if we could replace the front windows with black framed windows instead of the white, and then you do black and white in the front with the black windows. You know how they just redid Mr. Cat? They have all the black.
That's not in the scope of work.
Well, they're doing the windows, right?
No. The back windows.
Oh, I thought they were looking at all of them.
No. You did the walkthrough with
them. Yeah, I know, but I thought they looked at the windows up by Matt and they said something about those.
No. Would we be interested in having a little break from Athens look at the colors?
Who?
What was it, the architect that did all the inside here? He picked the colors out. Was that all Brian is?
Tim.
So that was one suggestion. If you wanted, I don't think it'd be a lot of money. We guess we can pick our own. But
are we doing a Facebook survey?
No.
How
about we don't do that?
No. Is what are you gonna do? You don't like the answer.
The company may have a designer also.
Yeah.
So we can
they're going to give you swatches and whatever. Yeah. We can out there. This one looks good with this one.
We can go to the Ben Moore pages and I could probably put some pictures on it and you put your own colors on it. They got all those kind of design features on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to run that by in case there was interest in that. But I think that's all I got. Anything else, Jared? Liz?
Oh, actually, a question is, since budget time is right around the corner, we have some fire contracts that we have to solidify.
We have one.
Yeah. Or are they going to ask for more money after we do our budget again?
I don't want to put a number out right now, but I just talked to one person, but they solicited us that they wanted to open up the contracts or negotiations. And I really want them just to give us, I know you use the word negotiation.
Well, they're supposed to give us a proposal.
I want them to come in with a hard number that they feel they need. I'm not buying a car or anything. I don't want to go back and forth. I want to give them
a proposal. Because that's a proposal to us and to Athens. So,
right. So, I hear that they've hired Mike Torchy as well to do their books. So that, so hopefully we can get that. I can make a phone call tomorrow if I just didn't get the time with everything else going on to do that. But I believe they have a percentage or number.
Because we're getting close to.
I agree, and not only on top of that, instead of just coming up with a number, I'd like to give a multi-year number. Some of the EMS industries got a pretty hefty raise. Over there. I think fuel's going to be our big number this year.
It's going down.
Yeah. It's going down, but still considerably up from where we started, last year. Yeah. And then we have employee costs. So and insurance costs are another one. So on that, the bigger one for me, even at Leeds, is that I wanted to get a little feel for this contract, but then it's really what we're going to propose to the town of Athens for their ambulance service, because they didn't want to do a two-year. We proposed a 7 and a 7, and they wanted to go with a 7 for 1 year. They didn't take the 7 for the 2 year. So,
I think this next proposal should include ALS.
I think we can make that proposal to them if they want to do that. I can throw them out. It's not that hard to throw them over. And then if we wanted to or needed to, but we still have 2 ALS rigs available even during the day. So. We may or may not have to upgrade them. I think George would become more comfortable that we went ALS on all 3 rigs. But again, as we all know, everybody's competing for the same employees to stay at those. So, but if they want to have that conversation,
tertiary.
And CSC, I haven't heard anything on those guys. I don't know if they're...
Howard? That should be. I'm surprised they're not.
So I'm going to show one just so you... I mean, I think if you're on a committee, you should know. I guess the what do they call it? I guess the bummer that goes on the back, the arm thing.
Yeah, it's broken.
The
new mower roller. The mower hands.
Give us a report from the committee here.
The tractor is having problems along with the new mower. And the parts are on National Back. It's a nightmare.
So there's a vibration in it apparently.
Yeah.
And they try to put a bearing in it. But just, you know, there's a site. I just want to keep everybody abreast of what's
coming. Yeah, that's why it may not
be under warranty. Yeah,
I think they can't get the parts.
Yeah, but it went back to the manufacturer. And so hopefully that gets repaired.
But the tracker's also going to have a problem with the tracker.
What is that, the Nancy Burger?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Anything anybody else got reports from the committee that they...
Pool table will be here in another week or two at the senior center.
How's everything, Liz?
Good.
Good. Town clerk says everything's good.
Anything else? Maybe motion to close the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?